your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Paula T. Webb coming to you from the Institute of Trading Psychology, bringing you the best of the best in the new age of thinking and acting like a warrior trader. We are here weekly on 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. All right, so let's take care of a little housekeeping. You probably hate that word, so I'll probably have to think of something better. So, guys, look, first of all, I know it's on my website. I know I said it before, but I am not on Skype all the time. Okay, I am only on Skype when I'm doing my show or if someone has scheduled time with me on Skype. I do not live on the internet, okay? I have a life. So, you know, I'm not sitting on my computer while I'm working on a book and getting dinged by Skype with someone trying to add me to their friend list or whatever. I'm not going to be sitting there coaching a client, whether it's a trader or it's my life coaching series, and you know, have someone trying to contact me on Skype. That's not the way it works. When you run a business, you schedule appointments. Now, several of you have sent me emails lately saying, hey, I left you a message on Skype and you didn't answer my question. Well, I'm not on Skype to answer questions, number one. If you have a question, send me an email through my website. That's how it works, okay? I'm not on Skype unless it's a scheduled appointment. That's it. It's real simple, okay? And the other part of that, taking care of businesses, I do not do any business on WhatsApp. My cell phone is my cell phone. That is my private number. I do not give that out to traders so they can call me at any time of the day or night. It's not happening, okay? That is not how to run a business. If you have a question, then you can go to my website, fill out the fill out the contact form, or give my office a call and schedule something. That's how I roll. It's professional, and that's how you run a business. Because I want to give you the best customer service I can, and I'm not about to be doing text messages on my cell phone, which is not professional, and I'm not going to allow anybody to interrupt the few hours of sleep I get at night as it is by, you know, asking some inane question. So be respectful, be professional, and if you have questions, then just send me an email or leave a message on my office phone number, which is 760-636-4290. Okay? All right. Thank you. If you have any questions on this, send me an email or pick up the phone. Okay? I'm not giving my cell phone out to anybody. So please, you know, just stop asking. It's not going to happen. It just doesn't work that way. That's for friends and family, not for anonymous people across the planet. Okay, so now the other thing we're going to go over this week is going to be a little abstract, so I hope you kind of stick with me. The first thing is about understanding what is important to you on developing the warrior mindset to take profit consistently. And then the second half of the show, we're going to talk about what it means to cut losses. All right? Now, they're interrelated, but they are kind of abstract because I'm going to give you examples of how you need to think. Now, countless people across the internet have found free copies of our books. I'm not even going to get into the workshops because that's history. Okay, those are old workshops. Even though the material is classic and still, you know, applies to today's traders, it's old, it doesn't matter. Our books are another story. Now, so many traders have contacted our office and said, oh, you know, I was reading the book that I downloaded and, you know, what else you got? Well, I don't have anything else for free. All right. The bottom line is, you guys may think that I'm a multimillionaire because that's why the books are out there for free. No, I'm not a multimillionaire, number one. And I'll get into that in a moment. Why? And number two, the books are out there for free because they were stolen by low-life criminals. Okay? That's it. I understand it's the world we live in. This is not sour grapes. I'm going to be making a point about this. Let me explain something to you. When you see a book for sale on Amazon, and let's just say, think John Murphy's book. I think it sells for $150. Do you want to know how much of that $150 he gets? First of all, his publisher, just like mine, Penguin Random House, they're going to sell that book to Amazon for 50% off of the sales price. So let's say John Murphy's book sells for $150. Amazon buys it for $75. So the publisher takes in $75. All right? Now, and this is standard industry contracts, publishing contracts to this day. Every single author out there, and I don't care who they are, so don't come back and argue with me because I'm going to get into this a little deep here today. Every single publishing contract, the author gets 15% on the first 5,000 copies that are sold. That's net. Okay, so again, if John Murphy's book sells for $150, his publisher is going to sell it to Amazon for $75. So John Murphy's going to get 15% on $75. Okay, and with mainstream publishers, you get paid once or twice a year. That's it, annually or semi-annually. You don't get it every month. That's just the way it's always been. All right. So let's just say 75 times 15%. So he's going to make $11.25 on a book that you paid $150 for. Okay? So we're not getting rich off of our book sales. Okay? Not wealthy by any sense of, you know, the imagination. Now, before I go into this a little further, now, the next 5,000 copies that get sold, the percentage goes up to 17.5%. It's not a big hike. And then after the first 10,000 in perpetuity, the authors only get 20% still off of the net price. Now, if the publisher decides to put the book on sale, let's say the book goes down to $99, then the author's going to get half of that. So whatever, you know, $99 divided by two. Okay, that's $49.50. So now you're going to get 20% of that. All right. So 49.5 times, 49.5 times 20%. Okay, so you're going to get $9.90. So you would have to sell millions and millions and millions of copies of books to become a millionaire from royalties. And I'm not even going to get into, if you have foreign editions, that's a 50-50 split with the publisher, flat out. Okay, you have no say in that. This is the standard industry contracts for publishing houses, mainstream publishing houses. So let's just say to make $1 million, John Murphy would probably have to sell 200,000 copies, which I'm sure he has in the lifetime of that book. But let's just say the book's 25 years old, and let's say he sold 200,000 copies. Okay, that's divided by 25 years. Let's see, 220,000 divided by 25. Okay, that's 8,000 copies a year. And let's just say, well, times that by the 11.5. Okay, so he's making 90 grand a year before taxes. So guys, you know, just like Mark and myself and all these other authors that are providing you technical and books on methodology, you know, we are not becoming millionaires from the book sales. So please don't call my office and justify you downloading stolen copies by saying, well, you're making millions off your books. Okay? And remember, guys, this is all before taxes. So, you know, come on. You know, give us a break. Every time you download a free copy of a book, you know you're stealing. Deep down inside, you know you're stealing. You are literally taking money out of my pocket, as well as the pocket of Mark's children and grandchildren, as well as anybody else's books that you have downloaded. And then you wonder why you can't make it as a trader. You can't make it as a trader because you're stealing. That's the way it works, guys. You're not being honest with yourself to get an education to enhance your trading. So there's a level, there's a conflicting belief that's set up. Oh, well, I got all these free downloads. Oh, this is going to be great. I didn't have to pay for this, even though your trading may have improved. You're still stealing. So when you set up conflicting thoughts, you can't follow through on your trading rules. You can't follow through on your trading plan because it's being dishonest. You're being dishonest with yourself. Now, I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about anything that you download that you know is still being sold. And there are countless books on trading that are downloaded by goofballs, criminals, whatever you want to call them, losers, you know, who are making money by getting monetized on social media. They're making money. You're getting it for free. But now you've set up a set of conflicting beliefs in your brain that because you know it really isn't right. Now I'm gonna make, you know, all these connections, you know, in a few moments. So please, you know, don't roll your eyes and don't think I'm just sitting here complaining. I'm trying to give you some information here about why you can download all this stuff and you can't make it as a trader to the degree that you want to. All right. So please just bear with me for a little bit longer in the show today, and you will understand what I'm going to be providing you. And this is the new age of trading psychology. This is how you have to think. What I'm going to be teaching you here and what I continue to teach. So let's just roll on to the next segment here shortly and think about what I've said. And again, if you have any questions, send me an email about this segment before we head into the next one. Okay? All right. And we will be right back. Okay. So let me elaborate a little bit further on this publishing game here before we move forward. Now, I know a lot of you are probably thinking, because, you know, I go over this in the workshops, guys, and, you know, you'll come back and say, hey, you know, so-and-so has a New York Times bestseller. I mean, he sold a million copies. Yeah, well, let me give you the lowdown on that. Anybody can have a best-selling book on the New York Times bestseller list. It's real simple. What you need is a literary agent who, first of all, is going to job your manuscript around to all the publishers. So already, and the typical literary agent contract is they take 30% of your net royalties. Okay? Now, that's on top of, you know, the 83%, you know, or the 78% that your publisher is going to take. Now, you may say, well, that's over 100. Well, it all works out, okay? Trust me. But first of all, you're going to have to hire the literary agent, and there isn't one decent one you're going to be able to find that's going to take on your manuscript, take on that project for less than 30 grand. And in that contract, there is no guarantee you are going to get a publishing contract. So they could sit there and do nothing, claim that they did, and you wrote them a check for 30 grand. So just trust me, guys. I've been down this road for 35 years. And I've busted the chops of quite a few literary agents in New York and LA. Now, the next thing is, let's just say they get you a publishing contract with Wiley & Sons or McGraw-Hill or Penguin or whoever, right? So then you're going to enter into a contract with the publisher. And there'll be certain terms that you're going to have to agree to, you know, the percentages, the third party split, you know, and other things that we don't need to go into. So once your book is ready, getting ready for publication, that same literary agent will go to the New York Times, whatever department it is at the New York Times, and they're going to say, hey, I've got a bestseller on my hands for you. And that department, or maybe an agency outside of the New York Times, but associated with the New York Times, they're going to say, okay, write us a check for $250,000 and we will make it a bestseller. And they have to agree to give away 1 million copies. That's how it works, guys. That's a big secret. Okay? It's a big secret. I know people that have done this. You know, I'm not going to spend $250,000 to get my book on the bestseller list, okay? First of all, The Disciplined Trader and Trading in the Zone are all-time bestsellers on Amazon. I don't need to do that. Number two, our books are translated into 15 languages and counting. So our materials are timeless and empirically proven that they work, no matter what decade, no matter what markets. So again, I do not need to spend $250,000 and give away 1 million copies of my books to get it on some list. So, you know, that's the other part of the equation. If you think, well, you know, if your books are so good, how come you're not on the New York Times bestseller list? Because I'm not writing anybody a check for 250 grand, not even. And I'm not writing a check to a literary agent for 30 grand, not even. It's my money, okay? I will do it myself, which Mark Douglas and I have done. We created our own dynasty, our own book empire, even to this day. Okay, that's why the books are pirated. That's why they're pirated, because they are priceless. Just like, you know, the credit card commercial. Our books are priceless. And you know it too, because otherwise you wouldn't be looking for it. So I just want to dispel some myths about the publishing industry. Now, because in our industry, our books are technically based. They're not a love story. They're not a racy novel. Those kind of books fall under different categories. Every book in the investment world is a technical book. And though technical books have different percentage of royalty rates than all the other books. So, I mean, I think years ago there was Jackie Collins. You know, she had all those kind of sexy novels. You know, and she made millions. Hey, I read her books when I was a teenager. I mean, I enjoyed them, okay? But that's a different type of genre, okay? So, sorry, I keep saying okay. I'll try to do better. So keep in mind, guys, that any book that you get for free, and yes, I get it, okay? I get the internet. But every book you get for free, it doesn't matter if you're taking $6 out of our pocket or $8 out of our pocket or $10, it adds up. It adds up. Now, when I go on YouTube and I see, 11,000 downloads, that's a lot of money now, okay? So let's just say, like for our books, I'll be honest with you, you know, we get $6. $6. Trading in the Zone is sold for $60. They buy it. Amazon buys it for $30. And out of that $30, forever now, I get $6. That's it. Okay? So, you know, I'm going on the internet and I'm seeing 11,000, you know, 11,000 downloads. Let's see, we're times six. That's $66,000 that I just lost. That was literally stolen, if we want to look at it that way, from me and my family, so that you guys can improve your trading. And some other guy, all the goofballs on the internet, get monetized by all of you downloading. They are making money off of me. So you got to understand, guys, if I get a little testy about this or a little abrupt, or any other author that you might talk to, or any other provider like you know, Alexander Elder, he's got pit bull attorneys that'll come right after you, big time. So if we get a little abrupt with you, that's why. Now, with that said, you know, it is what it is. I will continue to take down whatever I can. And for those of you who actually have the nerve to contact me and complain that I took down your download, have a nice day. Okay. So, all right. So that's how the industry works. The book industry for technical books, such as investment books. Again, it's not the Jackie Collins books. It's not, you know, whatever, any other type of genre. It's just this industry. So we are not making, I know everybody's saying, well, you got paid $60 for the book. No, we didn't. All right. So just kind of keep that in mind as you move forward, you know, kind of have a little sympathy for us. Okay. Because we really love what we do. All of us authors here in this industry, we really love teaching you. This is our passion. This is our mission. You know, but we like to get paid too, guys. We really do. You know, I mean, gosh, you know, it's nice to be appreciated, but it's also nice to be appreciated by getting paid. All right? Now, so I'm bringing this up because, again, as I said in the first segment, when you download things for free, you're telling your mental environment that you don't have enough money to buy the educational materials you need to be a trader, a successful trader. So that creates a closed loop way of thinking that you don't have enough money. It's not necessarily in the forefront of your thoughts, but it's in there. I know. I mean, and it doesn't just apply to trading. It applies in all areas of your life. Like, I could go to Neiman Marcus, okay, as a gal, you know, I mean, I could do that, and I could see a beautiful gown there to go wear to a black tie event, and it could be 10 grand. Not that I'm going to spend 10 grand on a dress, trust me, but I will go and look everywhere else. I will look in consignment stores. I will look in resale shops to find that dress, because I'm not going to pay 10 grand for that dress. I want the dress, but I don't want to spend that money. So what I'm telling myself is, you don't have 10 grand to buy that dress. It's no different. It's the same mindset. Of course, I'm making this an exaggerated example. I don't go to Neiman Marcus, and there would be no way I would spend 10 grand on a dress. Not even. Not in this lifetime, no matter how wealthy I am. Okay, would not happen. Not for something I'm going to use one time. So, but the point is that I don't go to Neiman Marcus because I'm not going to overpay for something. But what I will do is go to the consignment shops or the resale shops where I know I'm going to find something just as nice for how much I want to pay. And that's because I know who I am and I know how prosperous I am. It's just a matter of knowing what you want to pay for things. What you're willing to pay for things. And we'll be right back after the break.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
Okay, we're back. So let me finish that thought. Here's another example. Maybe it's a little more clear. I've ridden in just about every car out there imaginable, from, you know, Chevrolets all the way up to Lamborghinis and Ferraris and Bentleys and Rolls Royce. You know, I've either ridden in them or driven them, with friends or people I dated. Okay. I know what I like. Was the Rolls Royce nice? Yes. But, you know, it's a little too stuffy for me. Was the Bentley nice? Yes, I really did like the Bentley. And I don't remember which model. Okay, this was a couple years ago. I also liked the Porsche Cayenne. The Ferrari, I do not like. The Lamborghini, I do not like. You might as well be driving a Corvette. A Corvette, as far as I'm concerned, because they're so low to the ground, and you feel every little pebble in the road. Are the engines cool? Oh, yeah. You can punch them, and they go. But, and the leather seats are just unimaginably beautiful. Okay, it's like you're just sitting in a cloud. All right. With that said, there would be no way I would spend six figures on a car. Not even. It's just not within me. Want to know why? Because I would be too worried about somebody dinging it or crashing into me. I would be afraid to leave it in a grocery store parking lot, you know, and somebody's cart, runs into the side. Or God forbid, somebody steals it or carjacks me. So I am not willing to blow money on something that I'm not going to enjoy. So that's why I stick with my BMWs. And I've mentioned before, I buy them gently used. The one I have right now is a 2023 that I got just a couple months last summer, and had 7,000 miles on it. Still has bumper-to-bumper warranty for 2.5 years. Has all the bells and whistles, panoramic roof. I mean, there's stuff on there I don't even know how to use yet. Heated seats, heated steering wheel, you know, cameras, navigation, just everything. You know, it was originally a $95,000 car. I got it for $40,000. That to me is a deal. I shopped around. I found it. I love it. Now, I will turn it in again before the warranty's up and get another one, a newer one. That to me is money management. But that's just me, guys. All right. So all I'm saying is that you have to know what you're willing to pay for anything that you desire. Meaning, you have to know what you're willing to take in profit. I'm getting around all back to this, back to trading, okay? So, for me, I don't mind being a passenger in a Lamborghini or, you know, a Bentley, but there's no way. I have zero interest in owning one. It's meaningless to me. Like I said, I'll go out on a date with you. You got one of those kind of cars? No problem. I'll have fun with it. But I'm not going to spend that kind of money. To me, that's just not who I am. So getting back to the whole book thing, if I understand how you guys want to get knowledge, I do. And I'm not saying I still don't, you know, download recipes off the internet if I want to try something new for one of my, you know, one of my events. Okay, I get it. All right. But I would never even consider downloading someone's book because I know how hard they had worked for to get it published, to write it, and all of the above. Just would never even occur to me ever in my lifetime. And I also know, because if I'm going to look for something that's going to give me information outside of a recipe, and I know that's still a form of stealing, unless, you know, you sign up for the email on the recipe website and they're offering it for free. That's the difference, guys. All of you know that we have not posted our books. There are our website, our name is nowhere on any of those downloads. So, you know, don't embarrass yourself by saying, oh, I didn't know it wasn't you. Okay, cool it. So the point is, and the other point is like any of you that call up and say, well, you know, you have enough money, you know, so I can get that for free. Or you post things on Amazon, negative reviews, calling me certain names, making negative and false comments about me, being greedy or whatever. You know, that speaks volumes about who you are as a trader. You are assuming that I have X amount of money, and so that I don't deserve any more money. That's what you're saying when you download or when you make negative comments about anybody. This isn't just about me, guys. It's about anybody's books that you download or anybody's videos that you download that are helping you become a better trader. You are showing that you are jealous of whoever created this material that is helping you become a better trader. You're jealous because you think we have something that you don't. And what is it that something that you think we have that you don't? More money than you. You don't know that at all. Just like you don't know about any of these guys on the internet that are making claims, oh, I'm taking 25 grand out a day. You don't know that. And 9 times out of 10, those guys are full of hot air. So you got to start thinking, guys. Start thinking. First of all, let's just say I had $10 million. Let's say I'm worth $10 million. What difference does it make to you or anyone if I'm that wealthy? What makes you decide that I don't deserve to get paid? I worked very hard to create what I've created. I lost it all, and I have worked really hard to get it back again. And we're going bigger and better than before. I work 7 days a week, 40 to 50 hours a week, helping traders become the best trader they can be, creating new materials, because I believe in what I teach. And I believe in myself. And I know what I'm worth, and I deserve to get paid. It's no different than the attitude that every single one of you traders listening to this needs to have for yourself. You work hard at your trading. Took you a while to learn how to read a chart. Took you a while to learn your trading system, right? You've worked really hard at this, and you deserve to get paid. You do. I'm on your side here. And the way that you can build a mindset of believing you deserve any and all profit that comes your way as a trader is to pay for your education. That's how it works, guys. Did any of you out there get to go to college for free? I mean, barring an athletic scholarship? No, more than likely you had grants or you took out student loans and you had to repay. But you got an education, right? Right. Well, okay. You think getting a trading education is no different? Of course it isn't. So you're locking in an erroneous belief that everyone else out there is making more money than you as a trader and that you are owed. You are owed because I've worked just as hard. And how come these guys on the internet are making so much and I'm not? Again, you're focusing on them instead of yourself. What do you care what anybody else makes? The only thing you should be focusing on is what you are taking out of the market. What somebody else makes or claims to make has nothing to do with you focusing on your trading. Nothing to do with you. And even if it is true, so what? It has nothing to do with you. You know, and by following these, you know, internet hosts or whatever, you know, chat room providers, do you really think that's going to make you a better trader? You must. So you have to take a look back and say, okay, I've been following this guy for 6 months or a year or 2 years. Has your trading improved? Be honest. Has your trading improved by these guys making great claims? Go back and look at your results. Go back and look at your own track record. Go back to the date you first started listening to these guys or reading or you know, subscribing. And see, has your trading improved? That's the problem. None of you go back and check. Because you don't want to see. The problem is that a lot of you guys don't want to tap into the warrior inside of you that really wants to make itself known. You don't want to take responsibility for a losing trade. You don't want to take responsibility for winning. You've programmed yourself that everyone else can do it, but you can't. Now you're going to probably send me emails and say, oh, I believe I can do it. Well, if you can do it, then just do it. And I'm not quoting Nike here. Bottom line is, if you really believe you can do it, you'd pay any amount for any type of educational materials to make you a better trader. If you believed you could do it, you would. That's the way it works, guys. I went to college. I took out loans. It took me 15 years to pay them back. I didn't care because I got an education. I just signed up for an MBA program. I don't need to do it, but I want to do it for me. I didn't have to take out a loan. I mean, but, you know, I just paid for that. I paid for the whole tuition up front, so I don't have to worry about it. I mean, you know, it's an online course, so I can take my time. I mean, within their parameters. But the bottom line is, I know that university is going to teach me about being an MBA. I'm just adding it to my knowledge base. Do I need it to be a better trader? I don't think so. I just want to do it. It's part of something that's been on my list. It's one of my goals. And because I already know I'm a good trader and I'm prosperous and I'll take any and all profit as it makes itself available to me, how do you think I paid for that tuition? Because I believe in myself. I believe in my ability to pay for my trading education and to take profit at any given moment because I'm a warrior. And you can be too, if you choose to be. We'll be right back. Okay, so moving forward, I'm going to give you a quote from Voltaire, kind of to tie into what I've been talking about here today. And he wrote, "Appreciation is a wonderful thing. It makes what is excellent in others belong to us as well." Think about that, guys. When you appreciate someone else, you, in essence, claim their knowledge, their beauty, whatever you appreciate about them, you claim that for yourself. And that's what you have to do as a warrior trader. You have to claim what you appreciate into yourself, into who you are. In other words, you have to have integrity. There's so many traps in our industry that can really ruin your career, your trading career. And, you know, I know sometimes I sound like a broken record here, guys, but it's necessary to remember that bad decisions that you may make as a trader can change your life. Meaning, boom and bust cycles. That's a consequence that can last a lifetime. And whether it's fair or not, it's true. So, you know, my hope for you guys, even when I'm busting your chops, okay, is that you'll really cling to, you know, that integral part of yourself that knows what to do, knows what's right. Okay? That you'll always think twice about being right in the market versus making money. So, you know, as it says in Psalm 25:21, it's a prayer. And it says, "May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, O Lord, is in you." Because God is with you while you're trading every single day, guys. And every profession, and trading is a profession, has industry standards for doing business. Now, it may not seem like it, because all we ever hear is the negative stuff about Wall Street, you know, robber barons and, you know, graft and, you know, the FTX scandal and all the other crypto stuff going on. Okay. But there are standards, but the standards have to start with you. Each one of us traders has to live our truth, not attempt to live through another trader's alleged truth. You have to set guidelines, emotional, spiritual, and financial guidelines for yourself, which you carry out on a daily basis as a trader. You have to use those guidelines to deal with all trading situations. You, okay? You have to make sure that your conscience is clear and clean when you start putting on your trade of the day. You have to be fair to yourself. You have to be firm with yourself. And you can't let up in your pursuit of being that warrior trader, taking all profit. And you cannot let yourself get discouraged. I know this is easy for me to say, but I've been there, guys, more than once. Okay? Believe your truthfulness. Believe concretely that you know what you're doing. Because you're the one that sets the industry standard in this business as traders. And it's not some fairy dust like Tinkerbell's going to come down and sprinkle over you. It's a true love of the industry. It's that true love of trading that we all have and we all embrace. And your industry standard as a trader, it's not like the books tell you. And that's why many traders fail. But the best we can do, with that said, is to hold ourselves accountable, sharpen our skills, love what we do, and serve ourselves, invest in ourselves with nothing less than excellence. As it says in Romans 9.1, with God as my witness, I speak and work with utter truthfulness. My conscience and the Holy Spirit confirm that. Now, yes, I'm being a little religious here or faith-filled, because, as I said, God is with you. We wouldn't be able to read from the Bible or any other holy scriptures or from any philosophers throughout time, if these weren't timeless treasures of wisdom. Colossians 3.23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, just as you work with the Lord. For yourself and with yourself and with Him. And say thanks. Say, hey, God, I'm talking to you. Thank you for helping me make my path straight, providing me with answers and light, and equipping me mentally, spiritually, and emotionally to accomplish my purpose in life, which is to be and stay and remain a winning trader. Amen. Now that's not tough, is it? No. So I hope I've explained a few, misunderstandings here about our books and our approach and, you know, where traders need to go. And if not, of course, you know how to reach me at PaulaTWeb.com, 760-636-4290. And just let me know what you're thinking, all right? And as I said, we're going to be starting the YouTube channel soon, so send those questions over so I can address them for you. And I wish for you a great trading week and wish you all the best of success. And just know that your Heavenly Father is standing right beside you each and every trading day. All right? So this is Paula T. signing off for another week, and we will see you next week with the best of the best of trading psychology in this new age way of thinking as a warrior trader. Take care.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.